I know the last 4 weeks I was talking about revival, and I'm going to say something connected with the revival. And I know it's from the Lord, and I know it's going to move us forward. It's going to give us more, no, desire to serve the Lord. And he was showing us, like a couple weeks ago, about being bold. I told you, I was reading, it's about boldness. If we are changing from inside out, if God is changing us, if God is moving us from inside, so boldness is part of our lives. God gave us boldness. So I was talking about boldness. When you speak, we speak with boldness. When you do something, do with boldness. When you play instruments, well, when you sing, you have to sing in French, sing in French with boldness. If you sing in boldness, is important. Then when the Lord asks you to do something, you're going to do like, woo, on fire. Last week, I was talking about take courage. Take courage. The Lord asks you to do something, or you have to do something. No, you know you have to do it. Take courage. Do it. Don't wait for everybody else to agree with you or to be with you. Remember, if you want something new happen in your life, you definitely need to do something else or something new. My life doesn't change. It's always the same. My faith is this level always since I know myself, since I got saved. Oh, no, won't change if you don't do anything else. Take courage. Do something different. Why take courage? Because to do something different, we need to have courage, to step out of the boat, to step out of the comfort zone. We need courage, and God is teaching us. If we are praying for revival, we are believing in revival. When I say we say the Word of Life Church, and if a member of this church, I ask you to join us, the same faith. I don't believe. Okay, so keep praying. But when I say we are believing for a revival, we know we have the Holy Spirit inside of us. And God is teaching us. If you didn't realize, He's teaching us. So courage is something important. Because yes, I believe in the revival. It's inside of me. I have boldness. I have confidence. I have this. So just go. I'm scared, Lord. No. Don't ask me, Lord. I'm scared. Don't ask. Makes no sense. That's why He's teaching us to take courage and step out of the boat. You are led by the Holy Spirit. You know when, you know how. If you don't know, He's going to teach you. Okay? And the third thing, I think it was difficult to put things together, but I will flow with the Spirit. It's something that it's self-acceptance. Self-acceptance. I said, what? And God was ministering to me first. Because we need to accept ourselves the way we are. And I will explain that. Because, okay, I'll start with the misunderstanding you can have if I don't explain. So, okay, this is the way I am. I was born like this. I will grow like this. I will die like this. So this is not what I'm talking about. God is changing us every day to be like Him, to be the way He created us to be. We were serving other gods. Now we are serving the mighty God. Now we are new in Him. We are renewing our mind. We are learning things. But what I'm saying is, yeah, we have to change every day. We have to learn every day. We have to accept changing in our lives. What I'm saying is, when you talk about self-acceptance, is that we have to understand the way He created us. We are not the same. We won't speak the same way. We won't speak the same, like some people are really quiet, some people speak so loud. Some people are shy, some people are so outgoing. So we have our kind of characteristics in our lives that are different. If something is, you know, you're not happy, oh, I'm too outgoing. No, I'm this all the time. I know, I don't want to be like that. Something is like a red light inside of you. Pray, Lord, help me. Should I change? Help me change in this. Or, Lord, if I'm like this and I'm happy being like this, I love to be like this, so use me this way. God always loves balance. Balance. No, you can ask Him. Is everything okay like this? I'm too quiet. I know. I love to have like 100 friends around me. I love to be with friends. If I don't see you during the week, I'm always thinking or texting or I'm thinking. I want to be with people. It's me, and God is using me this way. I'm not mad of that. So I said, Lord, I accepted that. This is who I am. I'm just asking the Lord, help me using this characteristic, I don't know, personality maybe, character to bless you, to bless your people, to serve you. So we need to know ourselves, because if God is stirring up inside of you, because the revival is coming and it is inside of you, He wants you to move forward, and you're still thinking like, oh, I'm not good enough. I don't know how to speak. I speak too quietly. I'm too shy. I'm too outgoing. I'm too this. I'm too that. We have to pray, ask the Lord, and say, Lord, I'm happy like this. Use me this way. And He's going to use you. Because people are, and because the enemy is trying to put you down every time. I know, I always have examples that people, they don't like. I'm too tall, I'm too short, I'm too fat, I'm too skinny, I'm too this, I'm too that. So always, this is physically speaking, but emotionally speaking as well. And right, about the character. What He's telling us this morning, and I believe He's helping me with that too. Find out who you are. Find out, accept yourself. This is me. This is me. If you feel like, no, I don't feel like playing instruments. I don't want to face you guys. I don't like that. But I want to play. No, ask the Lord, help me. Because if you play, you have to be here. Unless you play drums from there, but play. Then He's going to help you. But if you don't feel like, no, I'm quiet. I want to stay here. I don't want to play. I want to just help. I want to pray for people. You probably don't know who is praying for you in this church. But we have a team of people praying for you, praying for this church. No, you have to accept who you are. Just accept that. Amen? If you need change, God's going to change you. If He tells you that this is the way I have created you to be, just accept that. There's one scripture. There's many more things involved in that scripture. But in Romans 9, 20-21, it's a word. I've received this word when my pastor was talking with the youth to stop teasing people or having fun with people. I told you about the lady, the young lady. She was a teenager at that time. And she said her feet is really big, the size of the guy's feet or even bigger. And every time she was going to buy some shoes and people, we don't have shoes that size. For ladies, we don't have. And the people were teasing her all the time, like bullying. And she was so outgoing, so happy, and she laughing. And when she went to go home, she was crying. Lord, why you've made me like this? I could be shorter. I could have a small. I could be this. So, and the pastor brought this scripture in Romans 9, 21 says, but who are you, a human being, to talk back to God? Show what is formed. Say to the one who formed it, why did you make me like this? Does not the potter have the right to make out of the same lump of clay, some pottery for special purposes, or some for common use? Another version says, the object of honorable use or thinking or something beautiful or distinguished. I don't know this word. And another one, common use. But this scripture he used to help her, and she came to give her testimony and said, "Pastor, that day you're teaching not to do this bullying and play, because sometimes in their hearts," she came and said, "God help me." And self-acceptance, she understood that God has made her that way. And from that day, instead of asking the Lord to change her and cut her feet, couldn't do that, or he can do all things, he just said, "I accept the way you have made me, Lord. I accept the way I am, my personality, my physically condition," or whatever we can say about. She just received from the Lord self-acceptance. And she said, "I'm going to be happy the way you made me to be." And she was growing, and she was teaching people. She was helping people. And now she wasn't crying anymore. She was teaching, and she was helping other people. That's why God respects you. God respects even pastors. I've tried to be like other pastors before. I couldn't. It was fake. I tell you, if I start running, doing like this, and dancing, and running, it's not me. I speak loud a little bit. Sometimes I speak a little bit louder. But I know pastors that I know, I have to like, "Oh, praise the Lord." It's too loud. They are just screaming. Some pastors is quiet. But God respects us, okay? You should respect yourself the way he created you to be. He's going to use you the way you are, okay? If you need to change something, ask him. He's going to help you to change. But you have to accept yourself. This is the first point. The second one, I won't take too long today, I think. Self-acceptance. But also, the second one, I'm going to say something. Trust in yourself. I think I was ministering someone here. I said, trust in yourself. And I said, "Lord, you're already ministering. Trust in yourself." Then this sounds like, no, it's not right. We have to trust in the Lord. But the Lord was ministering to me because I asked him. I don't know if you asked that question right now, but I did. Trust in me? I trust in the Lord. But if you don't trust in yourself, I was ministering to Eric. Partnership. Partnership. Can you imagine? No. The Lord asks you to do something and say, "No, I trust in you, Lord. I trust in you. I can do all things through you, Jesus. I can do everything. But I don't trust in myself. I'm not able to do it. I'm not able to do it." Because you don't have the revelation that you are in him and he is in you. When you get that revelation, saying, "I trust in myself." When the Lord tells me, "Delson, go and preach and go and pray, go and do this and do that." So I trust in the Lord, and I trust that I'm doing in him. He is with me. But I need to say, "Yes, I'm capable. I can do it. I can do it." Not on my own strength or knowledge or my own wisdom. You know that. But you have to say, "I can do it. I can do it." Can you say like out loud, like, are you able to say that? So, "I can do all things through Christ Jesus." If you are able to, no, it's God, not me. But the scripture says, "I can do. I can do." I have to trust in myself. He has made us a competence to be ministers of the new covenant. He has made us. You have to trust that you are competent. Competent to work in the job he gave to you to work. Because God gives you a job and you say, "No, I don't know. I cannot do this, Lord. I know you can." And you are waiting for the Lord to do for you. And he's asking you, say, "Yes, I'm doing. I'm teaching you. I'm supporting you. I gave you health. I gave you everything you need." So you have to trust in yourself that you are able to do it. I cannot preach the word because, I trust in the Lord, but I don't trust in myself. We have to trust in ourselves that we can. We trust in ourselves that we are going to do what God is asking us to do. We are doing in His strength, with power, anointing, wisdom. We have. Don't misunderstand. So I'm leaving this church this morning saying that I don't need God. I can do because I trust myself. No, I'm not preaching that, okay? You need God for everything in your life. But one thing you need to learn, God also needs you. Partnership. Partnership. He needs you. You don't have to open this scripture. You know, in Romans 8:26, when it talks about... I will read this at the beginning. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. 2 Corinthians 3:5 says, not that we are competent in ourselves to claim anything for ourselves, but our competence comes from God. I don't know how to pray. I don't know how to say. I don't know how to deal with my marriage. I don't know how to deal with my kids. I don't know what to say. No. If you don't know, yeah, we have weakness. We have weakness in our life sometimes because we don't know everything. But when you know the Lord is in us and helping us, I don't know, you don't know what to say? Pray in spirit. He's helping you. He's helping us. But you have to do something. You have to believe. So if I pray, if the Lord give this to me to do or to say, or if you want me to come back home, if you want me as a prodigal son to come back to my father, I can trust I can do it. Because I'm not doing it by myself. Like the scripture in 2 Corinthians says, it's not because you do in our own strength. He has made you, so you have to trust. You can do things because He has made you competent. He has made you competent. So our competence comes from God. You can do it. Oh, but you don't know my past. You don't know what I did before. I don't want to know. You don't know. I didn't go to school. You didn't know. I didn't study. You don't know. I don't have money. You don't know. I don't. No, I don't want to know about that. What I want to know is that you have to trust that if God is in you, you can do all things through Him. So it's a partnership, trust, self-acceptance. I accept, Lord, that I have your presence in me and I can do all things. I can do all things. Because God can spend whole eternity saying, do this, do this, do this. If you don't believe you can do it, you won't do it. You have to believe you can do it. Amen? 2 Corinthians 12:7-9 talks about he's talking about the Paul is talking about the thorn in his flesh and the messenger of Satan. And I truly believe someone was telling him, you can't. Look what we did, what you did with Stephen. Look your past. You were persecuting the church. He had someone talking and trying to put him down. I believe for whole ministry, Paul was like facing that, was kind of having those thoughts about what he did before. Because he said, no, that was the thorn. But the Lord said, you know, why you were complaining? Why you were focusing in this? Why you were listening what the messenger, the devil's messenger is telling you? Why? You know, my grace is sufficient for you. The grace of God is sufficient for us. We were saved by grace through faith. You were saved. It was a gift from the Lord. And grace is also helping you to walk the right way in holiness. And the grace is teaching you every day. So His grace is sufficient. If someone is saying you can't, you are not able, you are not capable to do it, you are not, maybe it's not your neighbor, maybe it's not your husband, maybe it's not your wife, maybe it's not your friend, maybe it's yourself saying to yourself, I can't, I can do it. Work on that. So Lord, it's too hard, it's too difficult. You know, I think it's... I don't know, Lord. And he will say, oh, my grace is sufficient. My grace is sufficient. If I'm asking you, you have to trust in yourself. You have to trust in me first and trust that you can do it because you are doing through me. That's the point, church. It's not ourselves doing things by ourselves. It's through him. When you say, I trust that I can do it, it's because you already trust that you are doing through him, his knowledge, his directions, his leadership, his voice in your ear saying, oh, turn right, turn left. It's him. It's through him. That's why you have to believe in yourselves. And Paul was facing a tough time. And sometimes we have to face weakness because we are not prepared for everything. We are learning, we're growing, we're increasing. Sometimes we face our limitations. And you think you cannot do it because you are limited. Your education, your financial statement, you had like abuse in the past. You did wrong things in the past. You killed someone in the past. You did it in the past. And you don't realize you're new in Christ Jesus. So you have to accept that you are a new creation. First thing, accept that you are new in Christ Jesus. All your past is gone. Your sins and everything, sickness, disease. That's why Christians don't say, I'm not healed. I'm sick. No. We are blessings. We are not cursed. We are righteousness. We speak righteousness. We speak the truth. You speak to yourself. No, I'm not that man anymore. If someone is accusing you, or if the messenger of Satan accusing you every day, you just reject it instead of complaining. Because if you are complaining, the Lord is telling you, my grace is sufficient for you. If you have weakness, if you have limitations, if you cannot do by yourself, don't worry. It's through me. Trust in me and trust that you can do it. Amen. Jesus found himself in the scripture. Find yourself in the scripture. He was reading the scripture in Luke 4, 17. Said, oh, he was reading. Do you have that one, Lou? Yeah. Luke 4, 17. I will read this one just to encourage you. 4:17 says, and he scroll of the prophet Isaiah. And the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written, the Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom to the prisoners and recovery of sight of the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. And I think Jesus said, He made me capable, or capable is a good word because it's in Corinthians, capable to do this. He found himself. He found himself in the scripture. He knew what he was or what he is. He's still alive. He accepted the fact that it's him. So he trusted in himself. He said, yes, he gave to me, it's me. Of course, you won't be proud to say, it's me, I'm good. No. It's God in me that makes me a good person, courageous and bold, and live this revival that is in me, and to be effective in people's lives. It's him in me. But you need to find yourself in the scripture. When you read the scripture and say that you were healed, you say, I was healed. So that's it. I found myself in the scripture. Woo! I accept, Lord. I accept. I'm healed. You know, you can do all things through me. Woo! I can do so. I found myself. I, Delson, can do. I have a couple of scriptures or even more than that with my name. Sometimes I just take the other, David's name, and I just cross a little bit. Delson. Because I'm declaring, and I know God was speaking to David to Joshua, Paul, Peter, and I said, oh, this is speaking to me. I found myself in that scripture. I know the way I'm going to die if Jesus don't come before I die. He's coming. I know the future of my kids, my children. I know. It's in the scripture. No, it's for Solomon. It's for me. It's for me. We have to understand that. We have to understand. I have one guy I want to share something, because to self-accept what you are in Christ, the way He has made you, you also need to avoid hearing from people what they think about you. Sometimes we have to really avoid that situation. Because I don't know if the word is good to use here, the prejudice of people against you. We have to the self, hard word, acceptance. This is the third point. It's better to hear from the Lord. Of course. If I'm speaking out loud, my kids always say, I'm not pastor, I'm not Delson, I'm father, dad. Dad, just speak lower, too high, I speak loud. I know, okay, you help. But what I'm saying is, people come to you and look at you. Remember David? Even his father didn't recognize him. Because he didn't look like a great, great warrior, soldier, like Gideon. Hey, brave man, who? He couldn't accept himself as a brave man, warrior. No, I'm poor. My family is poor. I think he was thinking, it's a mistake, Angel. It's a mistake. The angel was talking to him, saying, it's a mistake. David's father, he said, this is all I have. Sometimes people don't see you in what you have in your heart, what God is doing in your heart. People usually see the outside. And we see the outside many times. That's why self-acceptance is important when we, in that matter of, accept what the way you God has created you. Because you see yourself, like, the way you see, okay, I'm too fat. I'll never play soccer anymore. I'm too big. I'm too fat. Because I'm seeing this. I'll never preach the word of God. That's a bad example. I'll never preach the word of God because, I'm not eloquent. I'm like Moses. How do you say stuttering. So, natural things that make us sometimes feel like we are not able to do it. But God's already fixing that in our lives. Yes. For the two first points I shared. But this third one is when people come and tell you what they think. I don't think. And that happens in the Church of Christ. Because when I grab the microphone and I give to someone, that happened. People, not here. I won't say not here yet, because it will never happen, I believe. But bigger churches and churches in Brazil, we have many problems like that. So why Mary is leading the worship? Why Mary? I don't know. I don't see her as a great worshiper. I don't like her voice. Her voice is not good at all. So why Mary is leading the worship? Because people see the outside, and they are the prejudice. Something trying to judge her, or because of your appearance looks like a singer. You have. But they are doing that, and we sometimes accept that. When I ask people, say, why you are not doing this? This is your calling. This is no, it's not for me. So who said that? Because God said, is your calling? Is this what He's calling you to do? Why not? Because people don't see that way. Maybe because that person heard many times people saying against that. So, in 1 Samuel, and I'll finish with this. In 1 Samuel 17, Leo, I think, has the scripture, but I won't read everything. 1 Samuel 17, 32. For me, this passage, like whole story about David facing the giant, is one of the message from the Bible that helped me a lot. And God showed me this, David, in verse 1 Samuel 17, 32 says, David said to Saul, "Let no one lose heart on account of this Philistine. Your servant will go and fight him." And this means that he accepted himself. He understood that it wasn't him. And he's saying, "Me, your servant's going and facing that giant. We're going to kill the giant. I want to fight against with him." So he said, "Me." He's saying, "Me." He wasn't proud saying, "Oh, I'm good. I'm better than you." No, he was saying, "Me," because he said, "Me through you, God. It's you and me, partnership." But he accepted that. Not his condition. The condition that the brothers look at the siblings and then the other soldiers look at him and say, "Are you stupid? Are you?" My words, my version. "Are you crazy? He will kill you." But he knew. He knew the God he was serving. If someone comes to you and says, you are not good enough. Revival? You think God's going to use you? Are you kidding me? Look at you. Don't receive. Don't accept. Don't say, that's what you think, not what the Lord says. It's not what is inside of me. You know? So, I'll tell you, I'm going to go and kill the giant because God is with me. God was. He understood. He talks about covenant, that uncircumcised Philistine. He said he has no covenant with God. But I have. I do. I belong to God. God belongs to me. I'm in God. God is in me. So every situation in your life, don't let anybody put you down with words saying that you can't, that's not for you, that you're not good enough, that you don't have the shape of the perfect shape. You have this and you have that. You're not eloquent. You're not as. So if you want to live in you a revival and be able to do more for the Lord and be able to go and do what He's asking us to do outside and saving people and healing people and ministry to them. If you want to see deliverance, if you want to cast out demons, if you want to do things like that, and you stop hearing what people are telling you that you are not able, come on, it doesn't work. God is holding you here for 40 minutes, listening, that you need to understand that He is in you, and you are able to do it. Not is your own strength or knowledge or power or anointing. It has to be Him in you. Him in you. But you say, "Pastor, of course I know, everybody knows. Let's fellowship now." No, I hear every day. I hear people every day saying, no, so down. The other day somebody came for counseling, and I was counseling that person, and it's I don't wait, calm down. "No, the devil is just punching me all the time. He's punching me all the time. It's too hard. It's too difficult." "Pastor, you have to understand it's too difficult." He was thinking, or she, okay, no, I don't tell you. No, he was saying, he was trying to bring me to that side. "Oh, my brother, yes, the devil is so strong. When he starts beating us, you know, it's hard to resist. You know, you were right. So let's do something for you. No, I said, "Oh, come on." It's like, no, the picture God showed me many years ago was like boxing. I think I already shared that. Boxing. It's a knockdown. Sometimes the devil, because we put the guard down, it's not God's fault. We just know. "I'm tired of reading. I'm tired of praying. I'm tired of this. I'm busy. I'm working. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. So this is not priority anymore." So that means, guard down. Then the enemy comes and boom, the first one. And if you have a picture of boxing, I don't know if you like boxing. It's violent, but I like. So when that happens, and the person's knocked down like this, what do you think that the other guy will do? Go to his corner and wait? Okay, get some breathe. What? No, comes and keeps giving, like beating until the finish. Yeah, this is what the devil does, church. This is what the devil does with us. If you put your guard down and you receive the first one, and you, instead of go, Lord, forgive me, okay, and go. That's why when trouble comes, you have joy when you're facing trials. I think it's because of that. So you go to the Word, you start praying, and then change the circumstances. But if you don't do anything, you start complaining, I don't know what to do, I don't know. It's because I'm like this, it's because I'm speak like this, it's because I'm too shy, it's because I'm too loud, it's because I'm too this, it's because I'm too that, you know. And the enemy is boom, boom. Then you have a problem in your house, you have a problem in your job, you have a financial problem, you have a church problem, you're not serving anymore. So I won't resist, I'm too tired. But you know what the Lord showed me? God just rang the bell. And Jesus came and separated. Because the referee, he does that. I believe when you decide to say, no, Lord, help me, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. Is the time he's, bing! And the referee, which is Jesus Christ, comes and separates. The enemy goes that corner. Because now I'll deal with this guy. And I was saying that if you see the boxing, then they breathe, massage, you know, they prepare everything, they take a rest. No, get ready. Instructions. Put your guard up. Put your guard. Protection. Protect yourself. He's beating you this way, that way. Protect here. Protect there. Instructions, church. Bible gives us instructions. So then when you go, so now you don't wait for him to beat you again. Just go after him, because the gates of hell won't prevail against the church. So the enemy, so if you want to defeat your enemy, you don't have to wait for him, scared, waiting. I know if I'm able to do it. Lord, I don't trust in myself. Lord, I don't believe I'm good enough because I'm like this, I'm like that. No, you have to go toward that person and boom. Fight. This is the fight. You won't, okay, don't beat anybody, okay? That's not the kind of fight I'm talking about. This is spiritual. Pray, read, study, have fellowship, come together, encourage one another. If you have someone coming to you and say, I'm not too strong, No, you are the one, quiet or loud, that God is using to say what the scripture says about it. He is the one. And then this is the last thing, I believe. I'm sure. I cannot miss this. Verse 38. Same. Where is this? 1 Samuel 17, 38. Then Saul dressed David in his own tunic. He put a coat of armor on him, and a bronze helmet on his head. David fasted on his sword over the tunic and tried walking around. because he was not used to them. Why this is important? Because when you self-accept that you belong to God. God belongs to you. This is the way He made you to be. He's given you, can say, I can do, because you trust in Him and you trust in you, because He is in you. You understood, I believe. So, and now people are prejudicing or talking about you or against you. Okay, you faced that one, so you understood. But now you made a decision. Yes, I'm going to fight this battle. I can do it. I can do it. Then you go to someone else and say, oh, this is a, thank you, Lord, pastor's heart. Oh, my, this is awesome. Then now you know everything. And you go to someone else. Hey, Alex, what I should do? Michael, what should I do? And then they come, the good intention. Okay, you do like this. Oh, but I, you know, God is telling me to do like different way. And somebody come, parents, it's good doing that. Parent is doing, is good. Gabriela, she says, I want to do this. No, you want to be a doctor. No, I don't want to be a doctor. At least a dentist. I don't want to be a dentist, Dad. I don't want to be a dentist. Like, no, but you have two. It's good for you. We can help you. We can help you. Because I want to help her. I want to have fun. Patricia and I helping her. And so people saying what the way we should do. Set point. It's good if God brings someone prophesying over your life and praying with you and sharing things and encouraging you. It's good. But what I'm saying, Saul said, "Is no, okay, you go. The Lord be with you, go. But it's going to be my way. My way." And David couldn't fight because it wasn't David. He has his own personality. He has his own characters, his own shape. He's him. Just be careful when people try to tell you what to do. You know, this is the way I you're supposed to do. This is the way. He said, okay, I say that. I'm going to pray because I'm waiting for God's way. Because sometimes it's so heavy on us. That comes back again. So you don't have to do it. You have to want to do it. Because sometimes it's too heavy. You have to do it this way. You have to do. And you put, you're going to fight. You're going to do this. You're going to deal with this situation. So use this. Use that. Use my armor. Use my sword. Use my equipment. Speak the way I speak. Lay your hands the way I lay my hands. So Sunday night, everyone that comes here does the different ways. We have people bowing down on their knees and praying quietly. We have people walking and praying. We have people speaking out loud. We have people, you know, rejoicing sometimes. We have having a battle against something. Because when we start rejoicing, praising, and worshiping the Lord, we are destroying the works of the devil. So just be careful if someone wants to put their clothes on you. He took just 5 stones and his rubber stuff, sling. It was David's way because God put in his heart. That was David, his ability. His ability. We have so many people in the ministry frustrated. Because someone said, you are a pastor. Just go. He's not a pastor. He's a teacher. Everything's the same. No, it's not. I'm a missionary, evangelist. It's okay. It's the same. Prophet, evangelist. It's not the same. It's different. He put us in the body of Christ different ways. Different ways. Because he respects us the way he has created us. So this is the last thing. Use the tools, the weapons that God is giving to you to use. Because if you're trying to do someone else's way, maybe it won't work. It's going to be too heavy and we won't walk. But he took that armor out of him, everything. No, I don't want. So it's not you, it's God. And God is telling me to use just this rock. This stone, and this is when he says, hey, you have no covenant. I'm going to kill you right now. Sounds impossible? Yes, sounds impossible. But our God is the God of impossibles. So your situation sounds impossible for you? Trust in him. He already gave you abilities. He's teaching you. And if you use what he's saying to you to use, there's no impossible for God. Amen? Did you receive the word?
Yes,
amen? Amen. So you can stand up. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.